All right. Let's go to the Word. I'm going to be talking probably today and next Sunday about connecting with heaven through prayer. And I believe it's not a coincidence that January the 6th, we officially transition to a new name, a new beginning. And the next day we start our 21 days of fasting and praying and interceding and seeking and believing God for new things. I believe there's no other way to start a new thing than focusing into praying and seeking God and connecting with Him. As we purpose in our hearts to believe and to fast, I believe that is really powerful. That's really a strong foundation of anything that we want to do as we follow Christ, to pray and to fast and to cry out and to believe. So ascent is starting, I think, not as a coincidence, but as God's agenda, a schedule for us to pray, to intercede. And it's been really powerful. So the fasting is coming to an end. Now what? Besides go out and eat as much as you can. Praise the Lord. Everything with a letter T. Tortillas, tacos, tortas, tamales, tostadas, and praise the Lord God Almighty. God is good. I'm really been praying for some specific things. So I want to talk a little bit about connecting with heaven through prayer and fasting. And to really have an understanding and revelation what prayer is all about. Why do we need to pray? Why, if God is a sovereign guide? God, almighty, all-powerful, He knows everything, He's perfect. Why we need to be praying and seeking and confessing and knocking doors and all that divine design? I was reading recently about the oldest known message in a bottle that was recently found in Australia. Now it's on the Guinness Records book as the oldest known message in a bottle. In 1886, sailors from a German boat toasted to the ocean a small bottle with a message in it. In 131 years later, just a few months back, it was found by a lady in Australia. So 131 years later, imagine that. Imagine if this was a love letter. Not a chance. Not a chance to reach out its destination. And sometimes we feel that our prayers are like messages in a bottle. You know, that we toasted to the ocean. We pray one time and we are hoping that somehow that prayer, that message that we want to convey to God is going to reach His destination, the throne of God. And sometimes we forget about it and we feel that our prayer, our request, our message is not received, you know, by God, because we just toasted to the ocean of all the things that are going on in our life. And sometimes we feel that our answers are being delayed. Well, this message in this bottle had only one purpose. This was a naval boat from Germany, and what they were doing is to measure the currents of the oceans. So they toasted hundreds of these bottles to the ocean. And the message has the date, and it says, please, whoever find this message, return it to Germany, to the Naval Academy. So the lady that found it, did return it, and they, after some special procedure and treatment, they were able to read it. And in Germany, there was a captain log about the same date where he toasted it to the ocean, and the writing, handwriting match, the one of on the book and the one on the small piece of paper. But it took more than 100 years, you know, for that message to reach its destination. And as I say, sometimes we feel like that when we are praying, that our message are not reaching out to God. Now, we can communicate almost instantly any message that we can, that we want to convey, you know, to social media, phones, to any part of the world. It's really, really quick. So we were created to communicate with God instantly, to connect with Him. So the ways of communicating with God were cut off, you know, through the fall of man. Jesus came and restored back those lines of communication so we can connect with God instantly. And we have different ways to communicate with Him. Through His word, we communicate with God. Through praise and worship, we connect with Him. In this case, prayer and fasting, we connect with God. We can have that direct communication with Him. Of course, Satan and his demons are always trying to delay and oppose that communication, those messages that we are trying to that reach out the throne of God. That is his job, to delay it. So sometimes we have to keep praying. And as you see in the bulletin, the Bible says, pray without ceasing. This is one of the shortest verses in the Bible, 1 Thessalonians 5:17. But so powerful that says, pray without ceasing. And that is the key to communicate with God, that we should pray without ceasing, without stopping. Never give up when you are praying, when you are believing. All religions have a form of praying and interceding, of communicating. But we know that we pray to the God that created heavens and earth, the one that through our faith in Jesus Christ, we can come close to Him. So I want us to talk about, of course, Daniel and 21 days of fasting and prayer, and what are the things that we need to be experiencing now when we have understanding and revelation. So let's go to the scripture there, Daniel chapter 9, verse 2. Daniel had a direct connection with God and with heaven through prayer, through fasting, when he purposed in his heart to seek the Lord. Daniel 9, 2, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by the books the number of the years specified by the word of the Lord through Jeremiah the prophet that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolation of Jerusalem. I, Daniel, understood by the word. So we need to pray with understanding. Prayer is praying with certainty about things, with understanding. Daniel had a word. There was a written word from God. So when he read it, he understood. We don't have to just shoot to the air when we pray. We need to pray with understanding. We have the word of God. That is just the guide that we have when we want to pray. So he prayed with understanding. Daniel knew the will of God. And we, through the word, we know the will of God for our life. So we need to pray with understanding. We can know by God's word, the Bible, what he wants to accomplish in my life, And of course, any dealings with heaven and with God needs to be through the platform of faith. So we have the understanding, we have the word. Verse 3, then I set my face toward the Lord God to make requests. After he had understanding, he had revelation, then he says, I'm going to pray this back to God. I'm going to present this. I set my face toward the Lord God to make requests by prayer and supplications with fasting, sackcloth, and ashes. Verse 4, and I pray to the Lord my God and make confession. Prayer involves confession, involves words. So he had understanding of the word of God, and he says, I'm going to pray this word back to the Lord. Daniel 10:2. In those days, I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks. Ate no pleasant food, no meat or wine came into my mouth, nor did I anoint myself at all. So I understand that he didn't take a shower, change his clothes. Imagine, I don't know if he was during those 21 days serving the king, because he was really close to the king. Imagine the smell. Because he didn't anoint himself at all till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. He determined for 21 days to seek the Lord and pray this one request, because he had understanding. Verse 12, then he said to me, do not fear, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come because of your words. He set his heart to understand the will of God, the word of God, the desires of God for, in that case, for Israel. And he says, this is not happening. So I'm going to seek the Lord. I'm going to pray with understanding according to this promise. So Daniel had some tools to come and connect with God. He had a word, a promise of God. He had the prayer. He added fasting. And the most important thing, he had an attitude of humility and desire to seek God. In his heart, he desired, he humbled himself, we read it, before the Lord. So, a word, prayer, fasting, and the humility to say, yes, Lord. And we are called to do this as a lifestyle. We are called to fast and humble ourselves before the Lord. I don't know if you practice these powerful tools to connect with God in heaven, but I'm going to encourage you to do this, to fast regularly, at least once a week, to come before the Lord and humble yourself and pray with understanding, present your petitions. We are called to do this. What were the results so powerful that I'm believing and I've been praying for this to be activated in our midst? There were specific things that happened after these 21 days that needs to happen to us today. Number one, heavenly places were stirred up after 70 years of nothing happening for God's people. The heavenly places were stirred up as he purposed in his heart to seek the Lord, humble himself. He received a message and a vision. He had dreams and he had visions from the Lord. Not only he had these weird dreams and visions, he had a supernatural encounter with an angel, a heavenly being, who was sent to explain to him the dreams and visions. He was stepping into the realm of the glory of God as he purposed seeking God, fasting and praying and humbling himself. He received dreams. He was receiving the interpretation by an angel that was sent. He received not only that dream of what was going to happen, but God says, I'm going to give you a few extra things, a few revelation, prophetic things for the future to come. And an angel came to explain all of those things to him. He provoked warfare in the spirit realm between good and evil. Imagine Daniel, he was in his room praying for 21 days, not knowing what was happening in the spirit realm. Angels mobilizing, angels trying to bring an answer, to bring a word from the Lord, and the enemy opposing. That happened when we pray here on earth, when we speak words with understanding. Daniel prayers and fasting has such a power and an impact in the heavenly places that he opened a window from heaven to connect to earth, something that hadn't happened in years and years. But somebody, one man, who purposed in his heart to seek the Lord for 21 days with understanding of God's will, caused all of these things in the heavenly realms. Imagine when a group of people do that. We need to be expecting that these things are going to start happening today. And as we continue to seek God through fasting and praying, a connection with heaven. I remember a few years back, I fell from the Lord to fast. And I wasn't sure I didn't have a clear direction of what to fast with understanding, right? And I start fasting and seeking God. Daniel fast. And in the 11th day of that fast, we got a call from Mexico. My brother-in-law, who had a hernia, had suffered a rupture, a leaking. And he felt really ill, went to the hospital with a lot of pain. After a few examinations, they happened that all his organs were contaminated because of that rupture. And he was basically dying. And the doctors told my sister, we need to do surgery. But he had such a fever, the doctors told her, we can't have this surgery unless this fever, goes away and all that. And all his organs inside were contaminated. So the doctors told my sister, we don't think your husband is going to make it through the night in such a condition. So they connect him to the machine to keep him alive and see if the fever, will go away so they can have that surgery. They call us, we got the call. I was in this fast, so I went before the face of God to pray and to intercede, for this specific situation. And I didn't came out of my room, my prayer closet, until I felt from the Lord the peace that God was intervening. And the next day, we got the report that through the night, somehow the fever broke off, and he was able to have surgery, and they saved his life, basically. Praise the Lord. I understood in that moment that's why the Lord was prompting me to fast. For that specific situation, to get a specific answer about something. And also, I understood from the Lord that it was time to finish my fast. Hallelujah! So I finished my fast, and I thank him, and I praise him for the miracle. And the doctors were dumbfounded that in a period of hours, something happened, and they were able to save his life. And I say God's intervention. So during this fasting, I was trying to connect my ear with heaven to hear from the Lord. Yes, stop fasting. It's okay. You can close your fast. I didn't hear anything this time. Praise the Lord. We can connect with heaven. We can tune in for our faith to rise up. Daniel, through prayer and fasting, caused heaven to move and heaven to communicate what was in the heart of the Father to be established through a man. If we fast forward, Matthew 16, 19, talking about heaven, talking about angels, talking about God intervening on earthly situations, Jesus talking here says, Matthew 16, 19, and I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Sometimes we read it, I will give you the keys of the church. I will give you the keys to have good Sunday services. I will give you the keys to have nice meetings, nice programs, a nice organization. I will give you the keys to do all of these things. But Jesus says, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whoa! Keys of the kingdom of heaven, not the kingdom of earth. No, the kingdoms of heaven. Jesus says, I will give you the keys, and wherever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And wherever you loose on earth will be loose on heaven. The NLT says, wherever you forbid on earth will be forbid on heaven. Wherever you allow on earth will be allowed in heaven. The NLT says, whoa! He was talking to Peter back then on Matthew 18, 18. He's talking about all the disciples. Assuredly I say to you, wherever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and wherever you loose on earth will be loose in heaven. Again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. Verse 20, for where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them. It's the same principle. Heaven may be waiting on us. We need to have the understanding of the power of prayer in our words. It's about the keys to allow heaven to operate here on earth. And heaven may be waiting for us. When we by faith come together, believe, and use these tools that God gave us to connect with heaven through our words, through our prayers. Heaven may just be waiting on us. And of course, we know that the enemy opposes. Just as when Daniel was fasting, there was this opposition, and angels were sent to help and to bring down that opposition, those strongholds on heavenly places, so that the will of God to be manifested here on earth. God created everything with certain order, the order of creation. Psalm 115. Verse 14, may the Lord give you increase more and more, you and your children. May you be blessed by the Lord who made heaven and earth. Verse 16, the heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's, but the earth he has given to the children of men. Order of creation. I'm going to be talking more about this next week. So he created everything, heavens and earth, but he decided to give us here earth. Genesis chapter 1, chapter 2. Satan knows this, and he is going to oppose that we possess, that we take hold of what belongs to us. All dealings with heaven needs to be, as I said, under the platform of faith. Faith to activate the supernatural of God, that heaven has the room to operate here on earth. And the principles that Daniel used are the same principles that we can use today. As a matter of fact, we are going to practice today. When we come before God to pray with revelation, with understanding, and with faith, that wherever we allow to happen here on earth, heaven will allow to happen. Wherever you forbid, wait a minute. Wherever I forbid here on earth, heaven will also forbid. So I can come before the Lord and says, I forbid, I don't allow abortion to keep operating. I don't allow more drug addiction. I don't allow hatred between people. I take authority here on earth. In heaven, he's saying, thank you very much. Now we can operate. Now what we can dispatch angels. Because the enemy is there on the heavenly realms opposing this. But Jesus says, I am giving you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven. And we just read that God created heaven and earth. But he says, on earth, I'm giving you the keys for heaven to be legal to operate here on earth. And you do that through your words. When you come together to pray, to intercede, when you are in agreement with my word. Whoa! I allow salvation, the love of God to be poured out, the speak of God. And heaven says, thank you very much. This is what I need. You see, God gives us powerful keys. I'm not really into cars. I don't know what can be an expensive car. Anybody? Bugatti. God give us the keys of a Bugatti car for us to open, but we use the key of I don't want to say any brand name of low quality car. A Volkswagen, those small. And we are so happy with those keys to open that small car when he gave us the key of a Lamborghini, a Bugatti. Because are the keys of heaven, great and mighty and supernatural things. Principles that Daniel used that we can use today. So everything that Daniel did during 21 days was connect heaven with earth. And he had these supernatural encounters, angels, demons, visions for the future, for the now, a connection with heaven, walking in the supernatural through prayer and fasting. We need to use these tools. And I'm believing that after these 21 days, we are being activated into the supernatural of God, connecting with heaven every time that we come to praise and worship him, because we'll do it with understanding and revelation. And this is something that the enemy opposes. He wants us to come together, yes, to have a good time, to fellowship together, but to heaven, to remain silent over there, up there. And Jesus says, I'm giving you the keys. Open. Open here on earth. Let heaven come down and manifest in your life, in your midst. And we just read it on Sophoniah. God is in our midst. I believe God wants to activate our spiritual senses. So we can here on earth release healings, release miracles, because on heaven that already happened through the work of Christ on the cross. All healings, all miracles, every need, every yoke to be broke. Why? Because on the third day, when Jesus rose again, all power, all authority on heaven, on earth, visible and invisible, were given to him under his feet. He defeated the enemy. He crushed his head. It's already done. So on heaven, it's already been established, and Satan knows it. He knows that he's defeated. So Jesus says, don't delay anymore. I'm giving you the keys. I need you through your words, through the agreement, to praying and fasting, to allow heaven to manifest here on earth. We need to start experiencing this dimension of the supernatural. Romans 10:9. progression into the realm of the miraculous begins with a solid foundation of faith. Jesus Christ saves. Amen? Amen. He wants to save everybody, but he also heals, delivers, set free. Romans 10:9 says, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. So, what are the steps to be saved? We hear that word. Faith raises in our heart. We believe it. We believe that word in our heart. And we confess it in Christ unto salvation. So we hear, we believe, and we confess. Three steps. Just as Daniel, he had a word, a promise from God. He read it, heard it, and start confessing for 21 days. Heavens open. And start manifesting here and now. The steps to walk into the supernatural, this realm of faith, are the same. Because the word there for salvation is not limited to the forgiveness of our sins only for eternal life. The steps are the same. Because salvation means also healing, deliverance, miracles, signs, and wonders. The salvation that God offers is for the spirit, the soul, and the body. Being saved in our body refers to health, supernatural health. In order for us to receive a miracle, a healing, the steps are the same. We hear the word, we believe it in our heart, we confess it, and act upon it by faith. We believe the word, we believe it in our heart, we confess it, and we move in faith. The steps are the same, the results are the same. Heaven is waiting for us to believe, to confess, to declare here on earth, to move to action in faith. Why? According to the word of God. And the word is that Jesus on the cross gave Satan a powerful, irrevocable, eternal defeat. So in eternity, that had been established already. But here on earth, because God designed, we're going to look into that next week. We need to understand kingdom concepts and principles. Because it's all about the kingdom of heaven being established here on earth. God is a spirit. A spirit transcends the physics laws of time, space, and matter. God is a spirit. We need to connect with God in the realm of the spirit. Because he is a spirit. We need to understand human anthropology, the human design. Anthropology deals with the origins of man, the development of the biological characteristics, physical, cultural, how we came to be. That is called anthropology. I'm going to leave you for now with this thought. Order of creation, design of God. When God created everything, the Bible says in the beginning, he created the heavens and the earth. Things here were the very first thing that God did, he separated things, okay? Separated darkness from the light, heaven from the earth, and waters to the physical land, right? He did this, he put an order, he established the right environment for things. First, this order on creation, separate, created, waters, land, heaven, air, light, darkness. Then, he spoke to that environment that was already created, a pre-existing thing, right? He says, let the waters produce all the animals, all the fishes. He called out of that pre-existing environment to produce and to reproduce. He called to the earth, says, let it plants and all the animals and terrestrial creatures to be created, pre-existing environment, and reproduce themselves. And he says, on the earth, produce all the flying things, the birds, all the wingy things. You know, he called to that pre-existing. After fears, he separate those environments, right? And he create those things. He called them by his word, the sign of God. So God prepared the environment first, and then he started creating, spoke to those existing atmospheres and environments. But when God was about to create man, he didn't spoke to any of those pre-existing environments. God spoke to himself. And he says, let us create man to our likeness, to our image. You see the big difference about how special we are, how complex we are. Let us make man, Genesis 1:26, in our image, according to our likeness, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the earth, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. God, man was created from the inside of God himself. Genesis 1:26. And we were created to manifest his glory here on earth. We were created a spirit first. Because on chapter 2 is when then he comes and out of the dirt of the earth form a physical body. Right? But here is where we come from. You see, we as a humans, we are looking for a spiritual experience. I think that's a wrong approach. Because we were creating a spirit beings to have an expression through a human body. We are already, through Jesus Christ, being restored to our original design. We came out of God in Genesis 1:26, Genesis 2:7, and the Lord God formed. Then he formed man out of dirt, out of the dust of the ground. He formed us there. And to this man, he says, I want you to own everything on earth. I want you who carry my image to be my legal representative here on earth. He gave us that privilege to represent him. We have direct connection and communion with him. That's why Jesus says, I have given you the keys of heaven. Now make heaven come down to earth. How we do that? Because we were created to the image of God through prayer, through intercession, through our words. There are three levels of life according to the Bible, but I'm going to talk about that next Sunday. And I believe God wants to give us understanding and revelation how we can access heaven to pull it down here on earth. Because we just read it, God created heavens and earth, but he gave earth to us. That's why he needed to send Jesus, his son, as a human being to restore us back to the original design of God. So when we come through prayer, fasting, and intercession, we are connecting with heaven. Direct connection. We are causing things to stir up. I'm believing today we can experience that. All the things that we have been praying to understand that we can have them, that it's time for us to experience the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the revival, the breakthrough, the healing, the miracle. Do you believe it? The principles are simple, and we can activate them by faith and by action today. We hear the word of God, we believe it in our heart, and we confess it for salvation, for healing, for miracles. I want us to stand on our feet. And we want to pray. We want to finish this way. I want us to gather in small groups. Men with men, women with women. I'm believing for miracles. I'm believing for healings today, right now, right here and right now. Not tomorrow, today. Let us use those keys that we have, that Jesus gave us. Let God use you to release a prophetic word. Let us lay hands on the sick and believe that we are going to see them recover right here and right now. That you're going to reach out to heaven and pull out that miracle. Pull out that healing to your physical body. It is done. We have the keys. I want you to pray for even people that is not here. God is not limited to the realm, the natural realm. He can touch somebody from afar when we come in agreement and believe that as you walk out, you are going to receive the report, the call. You need to start seeing this, connecting with heaven on what is already done, wherever your situation is. We want to continue to speak about kingdom principles for prayer, for intercession, to pull down. I believe this is a season for us to start walking in the supernatural. That's what we were created to walk here on earth, in connection with heaven. And I believe in that after these 21 days of seeking the Lord. If you didn't have that opportunity, start today. But let's keep this moving. Let us not have this at the beginning of the year and then forget about it until next January. No, keep praying, keep fasting, keep seeking the Lord. There are specific things that God lay in my heart to be sharing in the next few weeks that I'm going to be sharing, because I believe God wants to revive those things, those values that we already had in us as a church, to activate them, to make them come alive again in us and start experiencing the fruits of that, the result. Do you believe it with me? Let us gather in small groups. We're going to pray for specific things, for miracles. Men with men, groups of four. Come on, let's activate this word. Let's believe in faith. Let's believe for healings and miracles. Declare the word. Open heavens through your prayers. Yeah, Tom, join that group.